Good afternoon. Desert Vista Tuesday Big Band. This is Glenn Koster from the University of New Mexico. Delighted to be with you here at the Highland ASU Jazz Festival. Just wanted to let you know this is one of my favorite bands of the day, and that's only partially because you are the last band out of the 45 for the weekend. And looking forward to getting a chance to hear you play this afternoon, getting started with this Mark Taylor arrangement of Impressions. Yeah, even though we're not playing real loud here, we could pop that pa-pa. A little bit more accent to that pa-pa. Just to get a little bit more impact and a little bit more sparkle and energy from those backgrounds. And playing this tune, where the chord changes are so simple, it's really easy to kind of get tangled up a little bit trying to figure out if it's time to go to the bridge or not and go up to the E-flat minor chord. And so drums can help a lot by setting up the bridge. And zap, dot, dagga, dot, boom. And then not go to the hi-hat. I would stay on some sort of ride, either a crash cymbal or a different ride cymbal, but not the hi-hat. And then as we set up the back to the top of the chorus, even a bigger setup, bash, really big bash at the top of a chorus and a smaller bash at the beginning of the bridge. And even the compers could set up the bridge. Bang, 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 bang. Play something heavier and more definite in the last couple of measures of the second A section to help set up the bridge. Yeah, nice job on that ensemble section. Trumpet and saxophones playing this melody. Make sure you listen really carefully for the trumpet. Listen really carefully for pitch and try to match as close as you can with the trumpet. And then trumpet, make sure that when you're playing this melody that you're creating as large a target as you can possibly make with your full tone to help the saxes tune to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice job on that tune. Remember, they're not booing. They're chanting Luke. So, getting going with early morning. I like the neoprene bucket mute sound on the brass. Nice job on that. And make sure that, especially since drums literally are playing like a 12-8 groove, make sure that every time we play this the melody line, boo boo doo da, that you really are subdividing 12-8 and getting boo. Ba-do-do-da, giving two-thirds of the beat to that penultimate eighth note, and don't get to the last eighth note until the third beat of the triplet. Do-do-do-da-do-do-da, to give it a more secure, confident, laid-back feeling. The lay-back part of this tune doesn't really come from playing later than the time or literally laying back. It comes from literally playing triplets and just securely playing within that 12-8 framework. So we want to make sure everybody in the rhythm section is totally straight about where we are in the form. It's basically a 12-measure blues 5, 4, and 1. A 2, ready, and to the top. And somehow we're getting turned around a little bit in this form. So even though there are maybe a couple of extra passing chords, we don't want to lose sight of the big picture that we're playing a blues. Yeah, trumpets, make sure you're listening to each other so we get this unison a little bit better in tune. Listen across your section to your playing partners. There you go. Yeah, so keep working on that. Make sure that everybody in the rhythm section has a good handle on how the solo form works and harmonically where we're going so that you can give your soloists a fighting chance to navigate their way through those solos. So I think it'd be good on the snare drum part. I can't remember, but I think at the beginning, the way that snare drum part is written is the accents are supposed to line up with the melody of the tune. I may be mistaken, but that's kind of how I remember it. So we should be getting to match with the melody of the tune and to foreshadow the tune. So double check that and make sure you're getting a really clean, however the accents are written, make sure that you're getting a clean, consistent interpretation of where the accents are written on the drum part, assuming that there are accents written on that drum part. So as you're improvising over this tune, you want to make sure that you figure out where the notes are of that second chord. Maybe get the Chuck Mangione recording, listen to some of the ideas that he plays on his solo, and that second chord, lots of flats, I'm guessing, compared to the first chord, and we need to make sure that we're getting to the good sounding notes in that chord and then back to the original one chord. So it's mostly the one chord and then back to this original chord, but you have to figure out what the notes are in that second chord to make your solo work. Thank you. nice job on that tune. Lots of intricate parts to put together there, lots of rhythmic things to try to keep together. So keep listening to the original recording of this tune and use that original recording to get some improvisation ideas so that you can navigate through those the chord progression to make sure that your improvised solo is matching the harmonies that are being provided by the rhythm section and the background horns. So thanks for coming to the Highland ASU Jazz Festival. Look forward to hearing you again. Take care.